This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Congressman and Dr. John Fleming, Congressman from the state's 4th Congressional District. And we want to talk today about his piece of legislation that would restrict the IRS from adding a whole new bunch of agents to make sure that Americans are complying with the tenets of the new health care laws. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, Greg. Once again, great to be on with you.
Well, most people, when they think of all the different components of the health care bill, the first thing that pops in their mind might not be the IRS. Explain why this is a major concern of yours.
Well, first of all, the individual mandate, which would charge or tax or fine individuals who do not sign for the government-approved form of health care, as much as 2.5% of their household income, I think is, and I think many would agree, is unconstitutional. There are 20 states already who are suing on this. And, of course, one way to kind of get this nullified quickly would be simply to defund or otherwise take away the ability for the IRS to implement compliance with this. It's going to cost $10 billion to hire 16,500 new auditors, agents, and employees of the IRS, and that's off the books. That's a cost that's not even figured into the bill itself. And so my bill, H.R. 5066, and it's called the Keep Out the IRS Act, will actually defund and otherwise stop the implementation of the IRS holding compliance on this individual mandate.
Would that mean then that they really couldn't enforce it, or would it just take them longer and there probably wouldn't be as many people investigated?
Well, I think that it would actually just stop it in its tracks. You see, what families are going to be required to do is to attach a form 1099 to their 1040s that they send in each year, and on it will have to be proof that you have purchased a federal good or service, which is, again, as I say, unconstitutional. And there's no way the IRS can go after only a handful of people. They've got to either go after everybody or nobody. And if you take away their ability to implement this and to hire 16,500 employees, it would be dead in its tracks.
Do we have any clue yet, Congressman, about what will be required in terms of mandated insurance? That was never really specified in the debate. I assume in the 3 or 4 years before this all kicks in, that'll be determined. But do we have a general idea?
We really don't. All we have is a broad outline, and that is that every person in America who is a U.S. citizen, and by virtue of being a citizen, will be required to buy a product or service, which in this case will be health care coverage, and it will have to be not only health care coverage or health care insurance, but it will have to be that approved by the federal government. So to fill in the blanks beyond that, we just don't know. As you know, with any new legislation, there has to be a lot of new language explaining the details.
We're talking with Louisiana Congressman and Dr. John Fleming, and Congressman, just a few days ago, last Friday, we saw a new report from the Department of Health and Human Services about the actual cost of this. They think now it'll actually add to the deficits over the first 10 years. Didn't really say about after that, but I know you're concerned about how the cost might even grow exponentially after that. What's your sense of what we've learned since this bill has passed?
Well, the first thing that happened immediately after it passed was a number of companies, such as AT&T, Caterpillar, Lockheed Martin, declared that they would have to write down their profits, so that immediately killed jobs. The weird sort of smoke and mirrors financing, which we saw as Republicans to be absurd, was just a sham in the way that it was fed into the CBO, who then in turn created fake outcomes. And then on top of that, as you point out, the actuaries from CMS who work for Sebelius, Secretary Sebelius, who claims that it would pay against the deficit, they came out and said, no, it's going to cost $333 billion more than expected. And that's just a starting point. We see that that's probably going to be more like $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion.
Congressman, what's the latest on your legislation? I know it's in the early stages, but do you get the sense that it will be heard in committee? Will it ever get to the floor as long as the current majority is in place? What's likely to happen here?
Well, I really think it's going to be an uphill battle to get it through committee, because obviously the same committee that helped pass this bill will be the committee I have to get it through. So I think that at this point what I'm doing is working to get co-authorship among those who are like-minded, who side with the American people. And when we take back the House in November, this will be one of the first things that we will push through committee and to the floor for a vote. And I think it'll be one of the first steps towards unraveling, dismembering, if you will, the health care law and hopefully eventually repealing it.
Obviously, the Congress, to some extent, has moved on to other controversial legislation, financial reform. Seems as though immigration and cap and trade are coming down the pike once again. But come November, how big of an issue do you expect health care to be in the minds of voters?
I think it's going to be very significant because I see employers in particular who are terrified by it. This is affecting jobs, and I think jobs and the economy and the debt are the most outstanding thing in Americans' minds. And this health care law, which again is created with absurd financing approaches, is going to be the first thing we've got to address in order to get us back on the road to prosperity, getting people back into their jobs.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us, and we look forward to checking back in with you as the bill progresses.
Always a pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Louisiana Congressman and Dr. John Fleming, I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.